Last Lord's Day, we were asking this very important question. Is my faith real biblical faith? As we were studying from Hebrews 11, 1 through 6, we know that God is real. The evidence is abundant. We know that God's Word is real, as the evidence is abundant. And thus, God demands real biblical faith. Faith with action, as we saw in Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. We looked at types of faith which are found in the Bible, and we wanted to eliminate a blind leap in the dark faith, and also superstitious faith. Faith without works is dead. We certainly don't want to have that type of faith, nor do we want to have little faith. And we don't want to have wavering faith. But we want to have real biblical faith. As Paul said, I believe God. And so we looked at other examples of real biblical faith, even going back to Noah in the Old Testament and Abraham. And we also looked at a Roman centurion in Matthew 8, 8 through 10, who had great faith according to the Lord. And so this morning we want to pick back up with our study and ask, what does real biblical faith do for me? And we'll begin that study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to PFE, that is, of course, Preparing for Eternity, the most important thing we could be doing. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street. That's here in Martinsville. We enjoy studying God's Word, of course, in our Bible classes. And then as we assemble together to worship God, we strive to do so with a good attitude, that is, in spirit, but also in accordance to the New Testament pattern, that would be in truth, John 4:24. I can assure you that you will be very much welcome to join in with us. Something else to mention, we always look forward to the opportunity of having Bible studies. So if you're interested in sitting down together, please let us know. And we always welcome questions, Bible questions, your comments, positive or negative, they're always welcome. So again, you can write to us, that's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code, and our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027, and our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, before we get back to our study of real biblical faith, I wanted to mention that this morning, as I was reading an article on the Fox News website, it was concerning several women who were suing a Christian organization for alleged abuse and cover-up. And this organization was listed here as the International Churches of Christ, and it was affiliated with other organizations, Hope Worldwide, Mercy Worldwide, the International Christian Church, and the City of Angels International Christian Church. And I wanted to bring out that this is not the true church of the Bible. The churches of Christ that are congregations throughout the world that are practicing New Testament Christianity would never do the things that are listed in this article and demand that people tithe and things like that. They were even going to people's houses to be sure they tithe. Well, that's under the Old Testament. That's under the Old Covenant times. And we are not tithing today. Of course, we give of our means as we've been prospered. We purpose in our hearts what to give, and we certainly want to be a cheerful giver as God has blessed us. But it's not the same system as they did in the Old Testament days with tithing. And that was, of course, Israel, with the covenant that God made with Israel. And so other things that were brought out in this article were not things that we're to do in the Lord's church. No, sir. Well, sad to say, I remember years back, a movement began with a man that was working in the true church of the Bible, but he left the pattern, and he began to teach things that were not scriptural, and he got a following, and this movement was called the Crossroads Movement, and it became the Boston Movement, as they located in Boston, and evidently they're also in California, and now with the name International Churches of Christ. It's sad that these folks are indoctrinating people. It's become a cult over the years, with this sad leadership of people getting away from the truth of God's Word. Chuck Lucas was his name. Was a youth minister in Gainesville, Florida, going back many years ago. Kip McLean is another one that's involved in this movement. And evidently there were sexual abuses going on as well in some of these congregations of this cult. And so I wanted to bring that out before we get into our study this morning. Certainly we condemn brainwashing tactics. There's so many things that could be said about this, but rest assured that just having a sign with Church of Christ does not make it a true congregation of the Lord's church if they're not practicing New Testament Christianity. You see, that's what we need to be doing, and that's what we need to emphasize. And certainly in our preaching and teaching, stay with the Word of God. Now let's get to our study this morning, as we want to continue, as we started out last Lord's Day, asking the question, is my faith real biblical faith? And this morning we want to, in that study of answering that question, let's ask this one, what does real biblical faith do for me? Well, first of all, it gives me access to the only real and true God that cares about me. John 3:16, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's the true and real God. We have access to our Creator. Now, go back with me for a moment to when we were children, and perhaps we didn't have anyone to play with. And we may have a imaginary friend that we thought up. Well, when we fell down and got hurt, we didn't go to that imaginary friend. No, we went to a real mother or a real father. Yes, of course. Well, notice Hebrews 4:16. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." We can go boldly to the throne of God. We have access to the only real and true God that cares about me. That's right. If I'm in the Lord's church, if I'm faithful, I have access to find grace to help in time of need. If I'm outside the church, I can certainly obey the gospel and receive the gift of salvation, as God's grace is available unto all men. But we have to do something in order to obtain it. Be obedient and obey the gospel. Let us go on. What does real biblical faith do for me? Well, it gives me knowledge of the truth. Now think about this. How important it is to know the truth, so one would not be misled by this one or that one who is saying maybe entertaining words and pleasant words and even misleading words, but they sound so good, and yet we don't know what the truth is. How do we know who's telling what's right and what's not? See how easy it is to be misled? There's so many con artists in society today. You get telephone calls all the time, do you not? Someone trying to scam you. But we want to have knowledge of the truth as God, who would have all men to be saved. Notice, and not only to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That's 1 Timothy 2:4. So we must continue in God's Word in order to know the truth. Jesus said this in John 8, 31 and 32. He said to those Jews which believed on Him, "If you continue in My Word, then are ye My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Free from our sins, of course. But not only that, free from being carried off by the sleight of man and in his deceiving words. Yes, they may be soothing and sound good, but they're taking us away from the truth. How many people believe in us going to their horoscope? Burning gas doesn't tell us how to live. That's false. We know the truth. If we know the Word of God, we're not suckered into those things, fortune tellers, psychics, and all that stuff. Of course not. Knowing the truth, see how we can avoid being taken in. Well, let's go on. What does real biblical faith do for me? It gives me fellowship with the family of God. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. How do you get into Christ? You put Christ on through being baptized for the remission of sins. That's right. And of course you repent first, confess, after having believed, of course. But that's what we do in order to put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one, where? In Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26 through 28. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. How wonderful it is to have the fellowship of brethren of like faith. Those who have real biblical faith are an encouragement to me. And being in the family of God, I have this unity with those with real faith. What a blessing that is. Think about it. But outside of Christ, that fellowship is not there. Well, let's go on. What does real biblical faith do for me? It gives me direction in my life. This is very important. The Word of God contains all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Well, that's a lot, isn't it? All things that pertain unto life and godliness, that's it. That covers it all that I need to have to guide me in this life. And that's 2 Peter 1:3. Notice 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction, for correction unto righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. What's lacking? Nothing. Nothing's lacking. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I have the direction I need for my life by staying with the Word of God, studying every day, listening to what God reveals through His holy Word. I pray to God, thus I'm speaking to God, but God speaks to me through His Word. Therefore, I need to be a good listener every day to what God has to say. I don't want to wander aimlessly through life trying to find my purpose. No, sir. The Word of God gives me direction. And thus, real biblical faith does this for me, because where does my biblical faith come from? Well, the Bible, of course. There it is. My purpose is to live for Christ, to glorify God. And as I live for Christ and glorify God, I'm helping others. I do unto others as I want them to do unto me. I treat others fairly. And I want to see them saved from their sins. I want to share with them the good news. You know, back in Jeremiah's day, he made this statement, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Jeremiah 10:23. Now, the sooner one realizes that very fact, that we don't know how to go in this life, we turn to God and allow Him to direct our steps. Direction in my life comes from having real biblical faith, does it not? Well, we know that it does. But let's go on. What does real biblical faith do for me? It gives me structure in my life. Boundaries have been set. I need restriction. What about you? Well, you should answer, yes, I do. We all need structure in our life. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous, 1 John 5:3, but those commandments are for a purpose. Morality. Commandments concerning morality. We need that. Commandments and what we're to do to be saved, of course, that's showing God that we really do believe. Not just believe in God, but we really believe God when we do His will and keep His commandments. Now, what happens to those who follow their fleshy desires, ignoring God's law? Well, look at Galatians 5 with me, 19 through 21. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We better not be in that group. You see, venereal disease, that comes from illicit sexual contacts, eat up liver, drinking poisonous alcohol beverages, broken marriages, the family structure torn asunder, children are affected, of course, children out of wedlock is a result of following fleshy desires, and death. Just to mention a few things here. So we really need structure. Does anybody want to say, I don't really need rules or restrictions? Well, if one did, they would be very foolish. Because God knows what is best for us, and we better trust God and stay with His Word. Look at society today. Homosexuality is now acceptable. Marriage between two men and two women, it's become law. Transgenderism is running rampant, being taught to children in schools. Transvestites perform before children, even in public libraries. Need I go on? It's there around us. We better not be partakers of this immorality. Remember what we just read in Galatians 5:19 and 21. You see, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. They're going to be lost in their sins if they don't get out of it. Again, God knows what is best for us. But let us go on. Again, we're asking the question, what does real biblical faith do for me? It gives me peace of mind, true peace. John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's calming, isn't it? God is the God of all comfort. Never forget that. None of us. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's through Christ. We need to be in Christ, having real biblical faith. And we will have this peace of mind that passeth all understanding. Don't forget that. This is true peace. Not just in the good times, but in the bad times too. The difficulties, the loss of a loved one, and so forth. And something else real faith will do for me, it gives me hope of eternal life where God dwells in heaven. That's right. Titus 1:2, and the hope of eternal life which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. We have to have real biblical faith, of course, to have this hope. And it's hope that has anticipation. It's not just wishful thinking. No, this is biblical hope. But ask this question. What does an unbeliever hope for after his death? Well, he thinks he's going out of existence. Like Rover, dead all over, we used to say. Well, we shouldn't want to be like Rover. Of course, an unbeliever has no hope. And not many are very happy if they're understanding they're fixing to die in that situation. We don't want to be in that situation of having no hope. We want to have real biblical faith, and we will have the hope of eternal life, which God has promised. But now let's, with the time left, ask this question. How can I be sure that I have real biblical faith? Number one, do I fear, that is, respect God, which means keeping His commandments, as Solomon concluded in Ecclesiastes 12:13, hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep His commandments. This is the duty of man. Number two, do I love God with all my heart, soul, and mind? Matthew 22:37, remember Jesus said this. Number three, is my treasure in heaven or on the earth? It better be in heaven. Remember what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:19-21? You'll want to study that. We don't want to lay up treasures for ourselves on this earth. The moth can come and thieves and so forth, rust. But that's not the case if it's in heaven, our treasure. That's where our heart needs to be, isn't it? Number four, am I willing to die for Christ? Revelation 2:10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. That's promised by Christ. Number five, do I believe God answers my prayers? He can answer them no. He can answer them Yes, but not now. And of course, he can answer them yes. But we need to trust God. 1 John 3:21 through 22. Number six, do I desire to be with fellow Christians? Or am I forsaking the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some is? Hebrews 10:25. Number seven, do I have a love for lost souls? Of course, Jesus commanded his followers to go into all nations and preach the gospel. Yes, preach and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth, the end of the world. Matthew 28:19-20 is the Great Commission. We're to teach all nations, but in Mark's account, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Yes. Do we want to carry forth the word into all the world? Of course, we all can't go to other countries, but we need to have a love for lost souls and help those that are able to go and do mission work. And certainly those around us, though, we can invite them at least to services, share with them how we enjoy having real biblical faith. So as we conclude our study, for me, Bob Hawkins, to please God, I must have real biblical faith. Hebrews 11:6. Yes. Now, how does my faith right now stand before God? Do I have knowledge of God's will? Am I following that with obedience to God's will? If I'm not, it's not too late to begin right now. And I hope all of us will answer these questions. To prepare for eternity, we must have real biblical faith. And we stand ready to assist anyone in obeying the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. John 6:44-45. We must hear the truth. Now we're ready to believe that Jesus is the Christ. Except ye believe that I am he, shall die in your sins, John 8:24. Now I'm ready to repent of my sins, making a change of wills, Luke 13:3-5, Acts 17:31, Acts 2:38. Now I'm ready to confess that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. That's the good confession. Romans 10:9-10 tell us that's unto salvation. Once we state that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, now we're ready to be immersed into the watery grave of baptism, where we contact the precious blood of Christ that washes away our sins, Romans 6:3-5. And as we come up out of that watery grave to walk in newness of life, the Lord adds us to his body, the true church, Acts 2:47. Now I need to live faithfully. We thank you so much for listening today.